I'm going to be talking about, given that there's an election coming up next week, the youth vote. And as I mentioned yesterday, elected politicians pay more attention to those who vote over those who do not. And this is to be expected. It represents rational behavior. The primary goal of an elected politician, and this is going to come as no surprise, is to be reelected. And I'm not implying cynicism here either. It's simply recognizing reality. Most of us want to remain employed in our job, and for a politician, it's no different. In most democracies, the young cohort votes the least. Here in the United Kingdom, during the last parliamentary election in 2010, turnout amongst the 18 to 24-year-olds was 52%, contrasted with 75% of the over 65s. It's also the most volatile. In 2010, young turnout increased 14 points between those two elections, and for the over 65s, only half a percentage point. Likewise, as turnout decreases tremendously for local elections when contrasted with parliamentary, the youth vote drops off a lot faster than older age cohorts. The policies that come out of all levels of government reflect this. In the United States, there are far more programs, constituting a much larger slice of the budgetary pie, for those over 55 than for those under 25. Indeed, while university students here in England are legitimately outraged at the recent tuition fee increases, which trebled overnight, in the United States, it's been progressively getting more expensive as well. And in the United States, most students partially or completely finance their education with student loans, which are offered on terms quite a bit harsher than here in England. Additionally, this debt is non-dischargeable, which is a fancy way of saying you're stuck with it for life. Bankruptcy does not make it go away. The policies at national and state levels in Congress and state legislatures have ignored these issues. And why is that? Because the young do not vote. Likewise, here in Devon, programs for youth services are under threat. Devon County Council is proposing cuts of £110 million by 2017, which will fall atypically hard on youth services, whereas here in Plymouth, we're more fortunate that the City Council has thus far managed to protect these services. I strongly suspect that if 18 to 25-year-old cohort votes at rates similar to the over 65s, councils here in Britain and state legislatures back in the United States would carefully consider such policies. A good place to start if you're interested are a couple of debates being sponsored by the Plymouth University Students Union, who are hosting a debate for the Drake Ward Council candidates on Wednesday the 14th, so tomorrow night at 6. And on Thursday, the Southwestern European Union parliamentary candidates are having a debate at the university on the 15th. So the takeaway from this is if you're young, please do try to vote. I'm going to be talking about, given that there's an election coming up next week, the youth vote. And as I mentioned yesterday, elected politicians pay more attention to those who vote over those who do not. And this is to be expected. It represents rational behavior. The primary goal of an elected politician, and this is going to come as no surprise, is to be reelected. And I'm not implying cynicism here either. It's simply recognizing reality. Most of us want to remain employed in our job, and for a politician, it's no different. In most democracies, the young cohort votes the least. Here in the United Kingdom, during the last parliamentary election in 2010, turnout amongst the 18 to 24-year-olds was 52%, contrasted with 75% of the over 65s. It's also the most volatile. In 2010, young turnout increased 14 points between those two elections, and for the over 65s, only half a percentage point. Likewise, as turnout decreases tremendously for local elections when contrasted with parliamentary, the youth vote drops off a lot faster than older age cohorts. The policies that come out of all levels of government reflect this. In the United States, there are far more programs, constituting a much larger slice of the budgetary pie, for those over 55 than for those under 25. Indeed, while university students here in England are legitimately outraged at the recent tuition fee increases, which trebled overnight, in the United States, it's been progressively getting more expensive as well. And in the United States, most students partially or completely finance their education with student loans, which are offered on terms quite a bit harsher than here in England. Additionally, this debt is non-dischargeable, which is a fancy way of saying you're stuck with it for life. Bankruptcy does not make it go away. The policies at national and state levels in Congress and state legislatures have ignored these issues. And why is that? Because the young do not vote. Likewise, here in Devon, programs for youth services are under threat. Devon County Council is proposing cuts of £110 million by 2017, which will fall atypically hard on youth services, whereas here in Plymouth, we're more fortunate that the City Council has thus far managed to protect these services. I strongly suspect that if 18 to 25-year-old cohort votes at rates similar to the over 65s, councils here in Britain and state legislatures back in the United States would carefully consider such policies. A good place to start, if you're interested, are a couple of debates being sponsored by the Plymouth University Students Union, who are hosting a debate for the Drake Ward Council candidates on Wednesday the 14th, so tomorrow night at 6. And on Thursday, the Southwestern European Union parliamentary candidates are having a debate at the university on the 15th. So the takeaway from this is, if you're young, please do try to vote.